That'll all go to the debt. They don't care about who's going to pay for this.
Democrats argue the bill is paid for with taxes on wealthy Americans and is necessary for the United States to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic and address other issues like climate change and the rising cost of living. There's an unexpected surge in pending home sales. The National Association of Realtors saying sales were up 7.5% in October compared to the previous month. The association's chief economist saying consumers in good financial shape are now signing contracts to get ahead of fast rising rents and the upward trend of mortgage rates. Overall, contract activity rose with the Northeast and West reporting drops, even as the Midwest and South posted gains. Week 12 of the NFL season wraps up tonight with the Washington football team hosting the Seattle Seahawks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Moderating temperatures, but we're also holding on to some fair weather conditions, so pretty nice as things warm up. Tomorrow morning starts cold, upper 30s, the upper 40s. Tomorrow, it's lots of sunshine to return to the high into the upper 60s. We'll touch at 70 to low 70s Wednesday with a partly cloudy afternoon. That should be followed by partly cloudy Thursday, mid-70s, middle-70s, partly cloudy on Friday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. It's the annual West End Christmas Boat Parade at New Orleans Lakefront. Beautifully illuminated yachts with Christmas themes and costume crew.
Oh.
Santa, Mrs. Claus, and the elves with light displays and Christmas music all leading the way. Other nautical artists usually join the festivities. Best viewing areas include Lakeshore Drive, Seawall to Canal Boulevard. The annual West End Christmas Boat Parade, 5:30, Saturday, December 11th at New Orleans Lakefront.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. We're back from another extended vacation, and it was a nice break, wouldn't you say, Mike?
Yes, it was. It was very nice. It was kind of hard to go back to work today, but overall, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good, and we got to go to the LSU game Saturday night, yes. And they surprised everybody, I think including themselves, But but needless to say, they won in dramatic fashion, and it was a good game and kind of made up a little bit for the debacle that was Thursday night with the Bills coming to town. And I mean, I would just say that's just an old-fashioned whooping is what we took on Thanksgiving.
Yes. Like that's exactly nothing, what that was.
Nothing else you could, any way you could cut that except for it was just a whooping. And
yeah,
I think.
Well, as I told you on Saturday, I'm glad that we refrained from making predictions for the game last week, because no matter what we said, we would have been wrong.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be that bad, but without Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, just wasn't a good deal. And Trevor Siemian showed that, you know, there's a reason why he's been a backup his entire career. And looks like that would have been, that's going to be his last game at starting at quarterback for the Saints, one way or the other, whether it's Taysom, but it looks like, and we'll talk more about it in the next segment, looks like it's going to be Taysom. But also read an awful lot of things over the weekend that said Ian Book could possibly be the quarterback. So who knows? Or maybe we just have we have some type of raffle or something. Who knows?
Yeah, I like the meme that I've seen going around this weekend. Said, if you live in New Orleans and have a jersey, show up to practice Monday morning.
We should do that. We got Drew Brees jersey, so that probably puts us at the front of the line.
Yeah, exactly.
I could probably still throw the ball maybe 15, 20 yards.
Yeah, a few times at least.
Yeah, I might need to take breaks, but, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, in the middle of a drive, I would still have to probably take a break, but that's okay.
Yes. We'll play quarterback by committee.
Right.
About 10 of us out there. We'll all take a toe. We'll all have two drives and then sit. And
yeah, I'm with it. I'll do my best. That's all I think I can do. But yeah, it was disappointing to say the least on Thursday, especially with just the overall showing just wasn't good. Most of Simeon's yards and everything came in garbage time, and that's usually only good for fantasy football, which we won't talk about our fantasy football this week, Mike.
Well, I got to say, Leonard Fournette gave me 38 points, did put me two behind you, but I still wound up losing. So,
well, you were up by 10, I believe, going into last night, and I only had my tight end left, but he got 12, so all was good. It's okay. It's okay. There's always next year, buddy.
Yeah, well, and at least in my public league, I am completely dominating. I got, I want to say, 152 points in my public league this week. Mm-hmm. So I've only lost one game. So
well, there you go.
I need to be able to transfer that team over to our league.
There, yeah, no kidding. Well, and it was, you know, the Bears, they won on Thursday. The Raiders, they pulled one out in overtime against the Cowboys, which was nice to see. Now, of course, we get the Cowboys on Thursday night again, and they're going to be, at least as of right now, they'll be without their head coach because he's got COVID. Yep. And they're expecting a lot more.
I did see, and I don't remember who it is. I was trying to, whenever I saw that the coach was going to be out, I was trying to remember who the player was that I saw this weekend. But they do have one player that you know his name that's going to be out. And then I saw a report that says what you kind of alluded to. They're expecting upwards of 9 more players before Thursday.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know where they got the number 9, but
well, maybe we need to wear our masks during the game.
Yes, exactly.
that's scary. I know Amari Cooper was out for them. I think it was last Thursday. I'm pretty sure with COVID.
Is he the one that was out for two weeks in a row? I know they had one player out for 2 weeks.
It might have been because they played on Sunday and then came back around and played again on Thursday. So that probably he missed two games, so he might be back actually. Now, you know, it just depends on the situation. I don't know. We can look up the injury report, but either way, you know, at least that's it's a negative for them, but I'll take it at this point because we can't lose any more games if we plan on going into the playoffs. Dan Quinn, our old buddy from the Falcons, former head coach of Atlanta, he's going to be the head coach on Thursday against the Saints. So,
oh, well, that should make things better.
All right. That's what I was thinking. All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Taysom and what the injury report looks like. And we got some other stuff to talk about. There's a lot of activity in Major League Baseball today with free agent signings. And a lot of news with LSU's head coach possibilities. So we'll be back with more after this. The air that we breathe is about to run out. We've rehearsed our lines clear and loud. But the cue never came and the lights, they never went down. So we're passing the time while time passes us. The fast lane's a term never applied to us. Without a dime to my name or a prayer in the world, I'll walk out the door. Destination anywhere but here, away from you.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayhaw offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayhaw is excited to present Mayhaw Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strochmarket.com.
Window Genie specializes in window cleaning, window tinting, pressure washing, gutter cleaning, and more. Window Genie is locally owned on both sides of the lake. Window Genie gives a streak-free guarantee. And why not transform your home this holiday season with the installation of winter holidays and Mardi Gras lighting the Window Genie way? We are fully insured, so make sure to call Window Genie, where we clean windows and a whole lot more, at 985-826-4200 on the North Shore and 504-264 5811 on the South Shore.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. So we were talking about some of the NFL scores over the weekend. I have to say it was a little disappointing to see Tampa Bay pull that out against the Colts, because I thought Brady didn't have a great game, and I thought that there was an opportunity there for the Colts to win, but you know, it's unfortunate, but they didn't do it.
And part of the deal with that, going back to fantasy for a second, you're right. Brady did not have a very good day. He got me 12 points, 14 points, something like that. But Leonard Fournette got me 38 points because he had four touchdowns and however many other yards, however many yards he had.
Right.
And that did not help out Houdat Nation at all. So.
No. And also the Falcons did pull one out against the Jaguars 21-14. That didn't help either, because as of right now, if the playoffs were to start today, well, neither of us would be in a playoff position, but the Falcons would be above the Saints in playoff contention due to the tiebreaker going to them. So also not good. And Carolina got beat handedly by the Dolphins, so that helped.
Carolina's got beat all the way around. Not only did they lose the game, but I just saw 15 minutes or so before we started doing the show that Christian McCaffrey has been placed on the IR for the rest of the season.
Yep.
Yet again. I think he's probably been put on IR more times than he has scored touchdowns in his career.
I think
he scored a lot of touchdowns.
Well, and I think it seems like the only season that he played a full season was maybe his rookie year. It doesn't seem like he's been there had been another year that he'd been healthy the whole time. So,
yeah.
And then also Cam Newton was benched Sunday also for them. So that doesn't hurt my feelings at all, but you know, whatever. The Patriots have been the hottest team in football.
Yes. Yes, they have.
They beat the Titans 36-13. So I'm glad that the Titans were able to beat us and then lose two in a row. So that's nice.
Two in a row. Yeah. One thing that I did like, one game I actually did really enjoy watching, and it made me feel better because the Saints didn't get the biggest butt whooping of the week. It was a lot of fun watching Joe Burrow and the Bengals completely dismantle the Steelers. That one was fun. It was 31-3 or 31-7 or something at halftime. And it ended up being 41-10. Yep. That was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I watched a lot of Red Zone yesterday, so, and they were going to them quite a bit. And then, of course, the Packers and Rams. And even though Aaron Rodgers is injured with a toe injury, he was still able to carve up the Rams 36-28. So, I don't think he's going to have surgery either. So. So today, let's talk about the injury report. And, of course, we have a laundry list of players on there. Caden Ellis, K-Pass is on there, Marcus Davenport, Teron Armstead. They all did not participate. Armstead, I think, was just a day off because he was available for interviews after practice. Alvin Kamara, Ryan Ramczyk were both limited. And Ingram, Taysom Hill, Paulson Adebo, and Andrew Dowell were all full goes, so that's good. Now, Taysom did take first team reps today, and a lot of it's going to be depending because I also found out what is exactly wrong with him is that he has a plantar fascia injury. So even if he plays, the chances are good that he's not going to be taking off running on anybody.
Yeah, he's going to be doing a lot of little short passes and lots of handing off, assuming that Alvin Kamara and our Mark Ingram are playing.
Yeah. Well, I think one way or the other, you get at least one of them. Ideally, you get them both back. Now, on the Cowboys side of the ball, you have CeeDee Lamb was a full go. He had a concussion. Ezekiel Elliott was a full go with a knee injury. Cedric Wilson was did not participate with an ankle, and Terrell Basham was limited with a chest injury. But again, we're just going to have to wait and see because I'm fully prepared to see a lot more COVID outbreaks with their team, so that's going to change the dynamic of their team dramatically. And you know what? It sucks for them, and I know that I was even reading articles saying like, oh, well, maybe they need to postpone the game. The NFL's not going to do that. Now, it was a lot easier to do last year whenever there was no fans or very, very limited amount of fans in the crowd. Now you have full houses. You can't change those games around like that. And the NFL already said at the beginning of the season that they weren't going to be doing that and that they would force teams to forfeit if they had to. So, I mean, it's all speculative at this point because, like I said, nothing, other than McCaffrey you know, their head coach. I haven't really seen anybody. I know, like I said, Amari Cooper had been on the list, but I don't know if he's back yet or not. I guess we can try to see, but I don't foresee any forfeits or anything. Well, they may make them forfeit, but
Well, and I mean, I know it's very, very different, but the Saints played the last two games with a whole lot of players out.
Yeah.
And they didn't have COVID, but there was no forfeiting those games. Yeah. You know, so, I mean,
yeah, there's no sympathy.
Play with what you have. Play the hand that was dealt to you, if you will.
And Amari Cooper did return to practice yesterday. Terrence Steele was placed on the COVID-19 list. So
that may be the one that I was thinking of then.
Yeah.
But as far as the coach, the article that I read, and I wasn't able to find it again, I saw it earlier today, but it was talking about how he has to post, said, I think he doesn't have any symptoms. He's vaccinated. That's what it is. But he has to post two negative COVID tests within a 24-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
But since it's such a short week, because of however all that works with as far as testing the NFL rules, it's basically impossible for him to make it back in time to coach on Thursday.
Right.
But they said he has been conducting team meetings and things like that via Zoom or whatever it is. So.
Yeah, and I don't think that there's any piping him in to Dan Quinn on Thursday. I'm pretty sure it doesn't work like that. So
yeah.
They're just going to have to be out because, whenever the Saints coaches got hit hard, what week was that? Against Carolina, maybe?
I think so.
I know it was one of the games that we lost. I think it was Carolina. I specifically remember them talking about there's no way that can happen. If they're out, they're out.
And I remember that as well. You can do meetings over Zoom for practices and things, but when game time gets here, you're watching on TV. That's it. That's the closest thing you have to communication with your team is screaming at the TV, basically.
Yeah, and, truthfully, I mean, I get Taysom's been hurt, but, man, it would have been nice to have him in the game the other day. I don't know if it changes the outcome without our running game, but it sure the hell couldn't hurt. And,
yep.
Last year, the four games that he started, he went 82 of 114 for 834 yards, four passing, four rushing touchdowns, and two interceptions, and we went 3-1. With Simeon, he's completed 57.6% of his passes for 924 yards, eight touchdowns, and three interceptions. And he just doesn't look like – he just seemed like – other than the first game that he filled in against the Bucks, which that can be attributed to a lot of different things. Number one, they weren't game planning for him. But and then the second game, I didn't think he was that bad either. There was a lot of drop passes against Atlanta.
I was thinking that. He didn't look bad. He would have looked better if it wasn't for the 8 million drop passes that were in receivers' hands.
Yeah, but it just seemed like since then he's been a step slow, and it seemed like once the other teams got some video on him, that was the end of the Trevor Siemian show. So,
yes.
All right, let's take a break. We'll get some news. We'll come back. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball and LSU. So stick around.
I have used and recommended mortgage loan officer Scott Forte of Forte's team at Eustis Mortgage to many of my clients. Forte's team at Eustis Mortgage is top notch. Based out of New Orleans since 1956, Eustis Mortgage brings 65 years of experience. The Forte team is available to help you with your mortgage lending needs 7 days a week. Make sure to contact the Forte team at Eustis Mortgage for your next home loan purchase or refi. Apply at closings or my Forte.com.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. It's Cyber Monday, but before you click on that too good to be true sale, Brooke Thorington has some tips on avoiding a scam.
You want to make sure it's a safe site. You want to make sure that it's a legitimate business before you give them your personal information.
Carmen Million, president of the Baton Rouge Better Business Bureau, says it's your responsibility to investigate if a site is secure. Look for an S in the address bar. Also, check the return policy. And with supply chain issues, check product availability.
And even if you order it, when do you expect to receive it?
And use a credit card or a platform like PayPal in case you need to dispute the transaction. I'm Brooke Thorington.
Police in Natchitoches are investigating the shooting death of a teen over the weekend. Officers say the 14-year-old was brought to the emergency room with a gunshot wound and was transported to University Health in Shreveport, where he later died from that injury. Natchitoches Crime Stoppers will accept tips or info gladly. This is news on LRN.
DraftKings Sportsbook is coming soon to Louisiana. It won't be long until you can bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home. To celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving customers $100 in free bets when you sign up before they go live. No deposit required. DraftKings is bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports to the sports betting world and have created one of America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code LA Sports when you sign up. Those who sign up right now will get $100 in free bets to use once mobile sports betting hits Louisiana. That's code LA Sports to get $100 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP. 7867. 21 and over. Louisiana only. Availability varies by parish. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
Gillette Tire and Automotive reminds all drivers, when you take to the road this holiday season, remember to take along the three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This message, courtesy of Gillette Tire and Automotive at 705 Williams Boulevard in Kenner. Trust their years of experience for all of your auto service and maintenance. Call Gillette Tire and Automotive at 504-469-0767.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the Diocesan Cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
God, family, and country. Unfortunately, in today's society, God is no longer the center of both the family and country. But on Monday, December 6th at 8 p.m., that will all change because we're putting God and patriotism back in the center of everything. Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, host of my new show, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO, WGSO.com, and Facebook Live. Come and get you some.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, in our exciting 10th season of covering Saints football in the Red Zone, where we talk Saints football. We'll be on WGSO Radio 990 AM and on the internet at www.wgso.com, where we'll talk Saints football live in the downtown Hilton Riverside Hotel in the world-famous Spirits Bar in the lobby of the hotel.
All right, gang, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. So there's been a lot of activity, which, you know, this goes to show what the experts say, because I was watching MLB Network the other day, and they were talking about how, yeah, there probably won't be any movement until after they Major League Baseball settles the collective bargaining agreement with the players' union. But lo and behold, that was wrong. Go figure. Because today was a bunch of signings and a bunch of high dollar signings too, followed by yesterday Marcus Semien, who had a I think he might have been the like runner up MVP in the American League, yeah, because Otani was the MVP. But he got what was it, like 7 years, $260 million or something. with the Rangers, and then today the Rangers also signed Corey Seager to 10 years, $325 million. That's a lot of dough to throw around in 2 days.
Yeah, well, and the fact that they only won 60 games this year, and I think that's better than they did the year before. I guess they're just throwing money at anything and hoping it works out, I guess. I mean, now, granted, they picked up some good players, but
yeah. Actually, I was wrong. Marcus Semien, he yesterday agreed to a 7-year, $175 million dollar deal. Which he last year had his first career All Star. This is where it gets tricky with things like this, because he had an outrageous year. But that's really the first year he had that was like that. He finished third in the MVP voting. He hit .265. He was an All-Star for the first time, won the Silver Slugger and a Gold Glove. He hit 45 home runs and had 15 stolen bases and 102 RBIs. So great year. Absolutely phenomenal year. But to base 7 years and $175 million, now I'm talking like a true St. Louis Cardinal person right now, because the Cardinals would never dish out that kind of cash for somebody with 1 year, just, you know, having one good solid year.
Well, and honestly, that's kind of like the Astros are apparently going to let Carlos Correa walk because he wants a deal like that. And yes, he's had an amazing year this year, but he had a great year his first year, second year, whatever it was. And then he had a really good year this year. But other than that, he's been hurt half the time. He'll come back from an injury and not play very well. And I guarantee you he's going to get a deal like that. But the Astros most likely won't give it to him.
Well, you're exactly right. Now the market's kind of set for him, because you could probably use Marcus Semien's deal as a base, and you're going to see Corey Seager's as the ceiling. Yep. So somewhere in between there, so you're looking anywhere from 7 to 10 years, probably closer to a 10-year deal at Correa's age, and probably in the neighborhood of, I would say, 250 to 275, I would think.
Yeah, he's wanting around 300. He's not going to get that.
No, I don't think
but
he will.
Like you said, the fact that Seager got a huge deal and he had a good year this year when he's entering free agency, yeah, he's going to get, I agree with you, probably 250, 275, something like that, and 8 to 10 years, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be probably market value for him. And then you also had the Mariners finalized a 5-year deal today with the American League Cy Young Award winner Robbie Ray. He got 5 years and $115 million. And, you know, it's crazy to see these starting pitchers – who are fresh off of a Cy Young Award get either traded or let them walk in free agency. That's crazy to me. And Robbie Ray had a great year, but then again, you're going back to the same situation like I was talking about with Semien. Where was who really knew who Robbie Ray was until this year?
Yeah, exactly. And everybody can have a great year, but can you have 10 great years?
Right.
You know, can you even have 10 really good years? You know, the only time will tell. And basing it off of one, you know, I'm in sales. If I have one amazing sale, that doesn't mean every sale I make after that's going to be amazing. I might not even make any sales after this. Mm-hmm. So you can't say, oh, we're going to give you a raise because of this one deal that you did.
Right. You know? Yeah. I mean, it helps, but it's not, it just depends. It really does. I mean, I think about somebody like Jake Arrieta who had great years with the Cubs for a couple of years. He wasn't very good when he signed with the Cubs. I think he won a Cy Young with them. And then just completely fell apart and ended up bouncing around. He went to the Phillies and then he went somewhere else. And I know he ended up with the Astros he was with the Astros for a little bit. Was it the end of the year? And I know he also was with the Padres too at one point this year.
Yes.
So there's a lot of buyer beware with that. And I don't know if this is how true it is anymore, but I know probably 10 years ago, again, going back to the Cardinals, like the reason why they weren't always big on signing these big free agent contracts for more than 3 years was because the insurance companies won't cover the contracts for more than 3 years. So anything past that, they're not going to be able to recoup money if, you know, somebody ruins their arm and they're done. That's it. Yeah. You know, that's you'll get the first 3 years, but after that you're on the hook. And most times in these big contracts, they're backloaded. So you're going to be paying the bulk of it, even though they're unable to perform. So, you know, it's a very tricky situation. And, I mean, of course, analytics come into play, but, you know, still, come on.
And, I mean, I can see maybe, you know, you're getting a pitcher who's had one good year, and you've got the absolute greatest pitching coach in MLB. Maybe you can, you know, teach them how to be good enough that they'll last a longer period of time, but you're only going to have one best pitching coach. You know, you're only going to have very few pitchers who he sees a special gift in. So yeah, the majority of this is just pure speculation and spending money just to spend money a lot of times.
Yeah. And, talk about spending more money. The Mets, even though they lost out on, Steven Matz to the Cardinals, they made up for it today. They signed Max Scherzer to a 3-year deal worth $130 million. So he'll be 40 years old at the end of the contract and be getting, you know, what, $43 million a year?
Yes. And as I've said a million times, I am in the wrong business.
No kidding.
In the wrong industry.
Yeah. Well, actually, I take that back. He'll be getting $45.3 million in annual value. And that gives the Mets now the highest payroll in the majors. So there's a lot of pressure that goes along with that. And also a lot of pressure with that New York media. You know, they've got a fairly new owner who seems to not really want to be silent. He likes to take to social media and say whatever's on his mind. So, you know, that's his prerogative, but, they better perform because they've got a lot of money out there. They're still paying, they're still paying Bobby Bonilla.
Yes. They're paying him until what, like 2035 or some insane thing like that.
2035. he'll still get $1 million a year. That's just crazy.
That's the severance package that I want.
No kidding. And I mean, even when they signed him back then to that contract, it wasn't like he was the Bobby Bonilla that you know, the player from the 80s and early 90s. He was at the end of his career, and still they gave him a hell of a payday. And yeah. I mean, they've thrown some money out there. I mean, Francisco Lindor, they gave him $341 million last year. Jacob DeGrom has $137 million contract, which when that guy's contract's up, watch out, because if you think $45 million a year is a lot, he'll probably get 50. It's just
so
crazy.
For all the people that are listening, the moral of the story is, if you have a kid or a grandkid who's very athletically inclined, push them towards baseball.
Yeah, no kidding. It's crazy. But, you know, a lot of this is coming down to, I don't think any of these guys are wanting to wait until if and when, which I really don't look for the lockout to go on very long, but sure. That starts on December 1st, if I'm not mistaken, so in 2 days. So these deals have to be done and be cleared through the commissioner's office by then, and nobody wants to get that held up. And you don't, also some of these guys don't want to wait until spring training, and then they'll end up taking less money than what they feel they're worth. So we'll just have to keep an eye on, see how the rest of it goes, because there's still a lot of good free agents out there, and I'm sure there's a lot of teams that are willing to spend the money. So, all right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some LSU and the coaching carousel. You're listening to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roz and Karamer with Latter & Blum. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Rosalind Kermer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares. Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
cappuccino. Cappuccino is the combination of espresso coffee with foamed milk. It should form a layer, not a pile, as it does in the contemporary American coffee houses. Here's a test for a well-made cappuccino. Sprinkle 2 packets of sugar over a circular area 1 inch in diameter. It'll sit there for a while, then slowly start sinking while at the same time moving toward the center. The sugar ultimately falls through a small hole rather suddenly. If the sugar just sits there interminably, the froth is too thick. If the granules fall right through, the froth is too thin. The name cappuccino is a reference to the Capuchin monks, whose hooded habits were the same color as that of a well-made cappuccino. A favorite alternative explanation is that cappuccino means out of order in Italian. Early machines often were.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Moving? Redecorating? Let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. So we were talking about it earlier. We were in attendance. My first LSU game. Even got a free beer from somebody walking up because it's your birthday or something. You can just tell people it's your first game and you get handed a beer.
And I kind of feel like they grabbed that beer out of somebody else's ice chest too. So that probably makes it even better.
More than likely they did. But either way, a free beer is a free beer.
Yep, exactly.
But it was a good game. And it was nice to see the Tigers pull one out, upsetting number 15 Texas A&M. And I'll just let you describe what we watched on Sunday or Saturday. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. The last LSU game that I went to was in 2019 when they were playing Northwestern. And so I mean, you knew it was going to be a blowout. So when they scored touchdowns, you know, it was kind of a Yeah, they scored another one. Cool. You know, the first two or three, you're like, all right, cool. And then after that, it kind of almost gets old. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. But against number 15, Texas A&M, it was a lot more fun knowing that it was Coach O's last game. Yeah. You know, I'm kind of glad O's going, depending on what coach we get. You know, we need a fresh start, but I still love Coach O. And so being in the stadium for his last game was great. Pulling out a win with 30 seconds left in the game for Coach O's last game was great. But I got to say, even with the stadium probably a quarter empty at the beginning and then about half empty at the end of the game, it was still – the atmosphere was – I wouldn't describe it as electric, but it was – you could tell that the fans were into the game. Yeah. And there's the one game where – and this was years ago, but there was one game that my brother went to, and I was telling you about this during the game. Excuse me. I think it was in 2000, my brother went to his first LSU game, and they beat Alabama for the first time at home in 31 years, I want to say. And you know how you say it felt like there was a presence on your shoulders?
Yeah.
I know what that means. Like the tension in the air, it felt like a literal physical presence on your shoulders. My brother said the same thing without me prompting him. He said it without me saying anything about it. It was not that this weekend, but it was special at the same time. And when LSU went up first, they scored a field goal. Then they got a touchdown. And then A&M scored a touchdown. You know, and after that, they kind of went back and forth. A&M went up right at the end of the game. And LSU had been doing a lot better on offense, but not what you expect, but a lot better than they've done the last few games. Defense was doing good like they've been doing lately. But you could just kind of feel something a little extra in the fourth quarter, and that last drive really showed it. They went – was it 85, 75 yards, something like that, in a minute? And that was that last pass to Jarae Jenkins, who I think he had about 150 yards receiving and two touchdowns, which that was, I'd say, the biggest night of his career. That last touchdown with 30 seconds left was amazing. I was screaming my lungs out, and I, all of a sudden I went, oh, wait. Hold on, this is Texas A&M. They've still got, at that point, 20 seconds or something. But then there were two sacks in a row, and so, LSU wins. And it was amazing. And then the fact that the band played Neck was really weird because the entire NCAA has banned that song because of a phrase that is decidedly not radio-friendly. If you want to know what I'm talking about, just Google LSU band plays Neck, and you'll hear what I'm talking about. My apologies if you have if you're sensitive to inappropriate language. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's the most fun I've had at a LSU football game in a long time.
Me too. Considering I've never been to one, it was the most fun that I've ever had at one.
You're the best game and the worst game you've ever been to.
That's right. No, it was a great experience, a lot of fun. You know, it's different perspective than going to a pro game, because I think actually that's probably the first
college football game I'd ever been to. I don't remember going to any. At least I think I might have went to a University of Illinois game when I was a real little kid, and I vaguely even remember it. But you know, just a different, a whole different atmosphere than what you would get even going to the dome. You know, for the simple fact that you have, you know, a whole section of the away team that are going crazy, and then apparently there was also a fan that went crazy and jumped a row of of seats and slapped a 14-year-old kid. So that's no good. But but yeah, just a great game, and it guaranteed that they wouldn't have a losing season. So you know, because that'd been the first one since 99.
Yeah, and I was actually at every single home game in 99, and they won their final game in 99 as well. That was after Jerry DiNardo had been fired, and I don't know if this is true or not, but there were rumors even before the game that the players decided they didn't want to play for Jerry DiNardo, which is odd because he was doing good until like 2 years before that. But anyway, and so that just kind of cemented that idea in my mind, like, oh, well, look, he's not here anymore, so now they're actually playing the way that they know they can. So no idea if that's correct or not. But
well, and as good of a game as it was, what you and I were talking about Saturday was the fact that it seemed like at the time all things were pointing towards Lincoln Riley taking over as head coach, but that's not the case.
And no, it's not.
To be fair, he did say that he wasn't going to be LSU's coach. He just never said that he wasn't going to be going to USC.
Very good point.
So now that he's off the table, I've seen that Lane Kiffin dropped a Louisiana license plate on pitcher on Twitter.
And, I feel like he was recruiting. I think he did that one time when he was in Texas as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, he could be playing off of the last thing that he did. I don't know.
Yeah, and then I've also seen that that the Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly is also that could be the number one person now to replace Coach O.
And I did see something, and now granted, every single thing is rumors until they announce it. Mm-hmm. But I did see something that they're making a big push for Brian Kelly, but Brian Kelly's people haven't been in touch with them. So I mean, there's no telling. There's a local radio show here in Baton Rouge where it's two ex-LSU players. And they had somebody else on who, you know, somebody in the know, who said, oh, yeah, they're going to announce it on Wednesday and everybody's going to be very happy. I don't know how he knows anything, and so he may be right. He may just be talking. I have no idea.
Well, you know, the only thing for sure is nothing's for sure. If we've learned anything, it's that. And I would have been excited about Lincoln Riley because I think that would have been very enticing for Arch Manning.
It would have been
for him to stay in state, but we're just gonna have to wait and see. So hopefully by Wednesday there'll be an announcement because you don't want to let it drag out because the cupboard will be bare. You know, and you don't want to have to do this again in a year or two.
Oklahoma has an opening. That's another great coaching position.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, that's going to do it for us. We're going to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow night with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, we're just going to play Gloria.
Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S radio show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95